It's the 23rd of March, the day in 1980 when Alan Border became the first and still the only batsman to score 150s in each innings of a test. Australia were playing Pakistan in Lahore.
Alan Border century. And what a good century it's been when you consider that he's had a tough season.
US President Ronald Reagan announced the Strategic Defence Initiative that became known as Star Wars in 1983.
This subject involves the most basic duty that any president and any people share, the duty to protect and strengthen the peace.
It's the anniversary of the start of this long-running daytime soap. Yes, The Bold and the Beautiful started on this day in 1987.
I already know that you've been to see Taylor.
You do?
Yes, I do.
And the epic film Titanic won 11 Oscars in 1998, equaling the record set by Ben-Hur. Here's director James Cameron collecting the Best Picture Academy Award.
The message of Titanic, of course, is that if the great ship can sink, the unthinkable can happen, the future's unknowable. The only thing that we truly own is today.
Chaka Khan tops the birthday list. She's 68, had the hits I'm Every Woman and I Feel For You. Remember actor Richard Greco? He turns 56. He was a star of 21 Jump Street and then his own series Booker.
The system works for you, Tommy. Be glad it does. I am.
Former English Test captain and commentator Mike Atherton is 53.
Well, it's a personal triumph here for Michael Atherton. 15th Test 100, his first year at the Oval.
Peter Credlin is 50 today, the Australian political commentator and TV host and former political advisor.
By and large, most Australians have got the message and they're doing what they should.
And actress Michelle Monaghan is 45. She was in the Mission Impossible movie series and the film Source Code. Really good.
Well, you want to try to make it as interesting as possible and still kind of make it different.
Finally, today is the anniversary of the death of screen legend Elizabeth Taylor. She was 79 when she died on this day in 2011.
I asked it of Julius Caesar. I demand it of you.
Remembering Elizabeth Taylor on March 23rd.